Hi, my name is Claire Hunter, and in this installment of Friendship in Verse, we're going to talk about the basic definitions of first and second wave feminism. First wave feminism was mainly focused in the campaign for women's suffrage, or the movement for women to gain the right to vote. This focus on legal obstacle was a first step and was a more conservative movement than second wave feminism. Second wave feminism addressed the issues of sexuality and controversial reproductive rights, as well as family issues. One great act of activism that happened in second wave feminism was the 1968 protest against the Miss America beauty pageant. This desire to change domestic and private lives was a more evasive type of activism than first wave feminism. I think that first wave feminism started the movement, and second wave feminism continued the movement into the domestic sphere. Thinking about these two movements in terms of Marianne Moore and Elizabeth Bishop, I'm not going to argue that these movements had a direct influence on their poetry and their careers, especially since both poets did not want to be considered as a female poet or within a gendered lens. They really wanted the strength of their words to command attention. But I would argue that their generational experiences did shape their writing. I think that there is an effect that's intangible that had claim to some of the ideas in which they were addressing within their poetry. As we can see from their writing, the younger Bishop was more overt with her use of metaphor, similar to the more overt attention in the private sphere of second wave feminism. I'm going to try to argue this concept in my last installment of Friendship in Verse, where we will discuss the influence of culture on the poetry of Marianne Moore and Elizabeth Bishop. We will directly focus on the poem The Fish, which both women use the same title, but talk about it in different terms. And we'll begin to consider if and how these movements change the range of explicit metaphor in each poet's work.